Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I hope we can say to you today, it is well with our soul. Father, we thank you for the lessons you show us, the paths you lead us in, and the wisdom that you bestow upon us. Father, may we use that wisdom to benefit your kingdom come. Father, I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm going to read a scripture verse today. Don't be scared. I'm going to read the whole chapter.
Ooh. Oh,
but don't worry, it's in Psalms, and you know how Psalms is, a chapter can be pretty quick. This is a psalmist is writing a prayer to God, a plea to God. I want you to listen as I read Psalms 25. Says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed with transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore, will he keep sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as kept his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach the ways that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secrets of the Lord is with them. They fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring now me out of my distress. Look upon my afflictions and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all its troubles. You know, I watched a lot of TV this week, and it is scary to see what's going on between this country and North Korea. Man, they say this is a war of words, but those words can change. And when we look at how devastating it could be, it's a scary thing. You just watch the news, that's a scary thing. You see people killing other people just because they get mad on the road. We see young people killing old people, and it's just because they're tired of waiting on their inheritance. There's a TV show. It's called Fear Factor. I never watched the show. The reason I don't watch this show is because on this show, they are constantly making all these people eat disgusting things. And then they throw up. I can't watch people throw up. I just can't take that. Listen, the things we fear, we should be fearing what somebody may ask us to eat. We're afraid of what someone might make us breathe. We're afraid of what someone might come into our airspace. We're afraid of what someone might do to transform our lives into a living nightmare. Fear has gripped us. It has got a hold of us. Listen, man, it's wise to fear some things. Any person that doesn't fear high voltage electricity or snakes, he or she just crazy. The problem is, we've allowed fear to overcome our lives, and it stopped us from living. It has literally stopped us from accomplishing things that we could otherwise accomplish. Listen, in reading these scripture verses this week, the psalmist in this prayer, he says in there that we need to, verse 4 says, we need to boldly address the Lord, asking for His direction, for His guidance, for what paths we need to go through. Not because He's perfect. None of us are perfect. You know? We make mistakes. We go down the wrong road sometimes. We do the wrong thing sometimes. But when those things happen, we should be crying out to God for Him to show us what we need to be doing. We need to learn to fear God. It says in the scripture verses, in verse 7 here, that those that fear the Lord, He will teach them the way that they should choose. Verse 12 says that. It says in Proverbs, the first chapter, the 7th verse, it says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Notice it doesn't say the love of God is the beginning of wisdom. It says the fear of God,
amen,
is the beginning of wisdom. We sing a song called Amazing Grace. John Newton wrote that song. Boy, he nailed it right on that nail on the head when he said in verse 2, it says, 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieve. We need to understand what it means to fear God. We need to understand why we need to fear God. We live in a world that's full of of fears and phobias. Many of them are real. A few are not. We need to be able to distinguish from the dangerous ones and the demonic ones. We have to trust God's power and trust in Him. See, when the scriptures talk about fearing God, it's a whole different fear than the fear that we have in the world. Think about all the things that we fear. I mean, we're afraid of not being accepted. We're afraid of people laughing at us. We're afraid of being needy. We're afraid of being, as we get older, we're afraid of being dependent on other people to have to take care of us. We have a fear of losing our mind. We have a fear of not having enough money to take care of the bills and care for those people we love. We have a fear of becoming permanently disabled. We're afraid of the IRS. We're afraid of so many things. But the fear of God is different. You know, last night, I was watching my Cowboy game, and the storm came up, and it knocked out my saddle. So I'm sitting at a blank screen, and I'm thinking, well, hopefully this is going to blow over. And I opened the door, and man, the rain was so hard, it was like raining sideways. It was so dark. And then all of a sudden, the sky lit up with this huge thunder. I mean, this huge bolt of lightning, and then the thunder came, and I felt like it shook the house. It was so loud. You know, that did scare me. At that point, that's when I said, man, I'm glad I'm in a house. I'm glad God has given me a place to live that I don't have to be outside in this kind of thing. That's what the fear of God does. See, it makes us be grateful for what we do have. Instead of being afraid of the things that are there to scare us, when we have the fear of God, it helps us be grateful for what we do have. What? Yeah. I'll be honest with you. One thing that did scare me is when Homeland Security says that it would be wise for us to invest in a big roll of duct tape and a huge thing of plastic wrap so that we could wrap a room and use duct tape to seal it, to have a safe room where you could seal off all the gas and chemicals from a biological attack. You know, those kind of things are so scary. Those things can actually happen to us. Listen, it's happened before to other places. It's not like it can't happen here. You know, in the scriptures, over 300 times, it's mentioned of having the fear of God. But understand this, the fear of God is a positive thing. The fear of God is what helps us from cratering in to our old sins. It's the fear of God that helps us stay on the straight and narrow. It's the fear of God that helps us achieve things. Amen. The fear of the world is a whole different thing. It's a negative thing. It keeps you from reaching your potential. Think about how many times you have missed out on an opportunity or missed out on a blessing because you were afraid to even try. Listen, I promise you this. Those that don't know Jesus Christ, they should fear God so much more than they fear the world, because the world threats are temporary. God's judgment is eternal. We as Christians, we have to be able to overcome our fears. We have to be able to understand where our fears come from. The only way to break this stronghold of fear in our life is one thing, that's faith. Fear kills people. Faith saves people. Fear blows up bridges. Faith builds bridges. Fear keeps you in adolescence, where faith will bring you into adulthood. Fear teaches kids, thou shalt not, where faith teaches kids, once upon a time. Fear defines itself by what we're against. Faith defines itself by what we're for. Fear states, faith demonstrates. Fear is selfish and thinks about itself. Faith always thinks about it. Fear counts the cost. Faith holds nothing back. Listen, you can choose to live in a house of fear, or you can choose to live in a house of faith. But you can't live in both at the same time. So how do we cast out fear? We do it by faith. Faith helps us to develop love and trust. 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love is not something you and I, we accomplish much. Because even in these scripture verses today, the writer knew how he kept In his youth, he had so many sins, and he was asking God for forgiveness and help him to overcome these things. That's what we have to do. That's what perfect love is about. Asking for forgiveness, because there's only one that has perfect love for us. And that's Jesus Christ. That's why he says to us, in all of our imperfections, despite our fears, despite of our lack of faith many times, he says to us, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Listen, as long as you live in a house of faith, you can overcome your fears. If you live in a house of fear, you're never able to get outside of that house. It will keep you locked up. It will keep you from accomplishing the things you want to do. And you'll never be able to grow into what God intended you to be. Me in today with a true story. I read this on the internet this week, and it reminded me so much about how we don't have to be afraid. This is a story about an Amish family in Pennsylvania with 9 children. It's story says, one terrible night early in December of 2002, a fire burned their house to the ground. And it took the lives of 5 of their 9 children. When the firefighters found the remains of the oldest girl, a 14-year-old named Katie, she was holding the remains of the baby of the family, little Jonathan, aged 2. She held him in her arms, and her 3 younger brothers were crowded around them, hugging each other. That place where the 5 died huddled together in each other's arms was deemed so holy that the Amos community came in, totally cleared out and cleaned up the ashes, and a single grave filled with 5 pine boxes was dug at the precise spot where the 5 had died, and the garden gate now serves as a headstone to where those 5 children died. The older sister, choosing to die in the fire with her 4 younger brothers, telling them with her presence and her hugs that they weren't alone, they didn't have to fear. That's how we need to live. We need to live where we're not always thinking about ourselves, where we're thinking about others. That's what faith does, isn't it? That's where faith comes in. When we think about others, we don't just think about ourselves. When we talk about fearing God, when I think about fearing God, it's not I'm afraid God's going to strike me dead. What I'm afraid is I'm going to disappoint God.
Amen.
Because He loves me so much, and I love Him back so much, my fear is I'm not going to live up to the potential that He's given me. And so that kind of fear keeps us on trying to be hard, better and better and better. And that's what the fear of God does. It makes us better.
Amen.
The fear of the world makes us worse. The fear of God makes us better. As long as we have this fear of God, and it needs to be a healthy fear. It needs to understand that God did so much for us. He paid such a price.
Amen.
That we can never repay Him. But our fear is that we're going to disappoint Him. We're not going to live up to what He has for us. I don't want to be afraid of that. I want to do the very best I can. Not all the time are we going to be able to accomplish that. But if we will have that fear of God, if we'll trust God, if we'll choose faith over fear, then we can accomplish the things that God has for us. Because That's how we get there. That's how we get to the place that we need to get. We trust God, have faith, and fear not. So many times it talks about fear in the Scripture. So many times where angels or other people are telling people, fear not. Don't be afraid. Listen, I know many of you have been made fun of, perhaps in the past. I got to grow up in a great home. I had a dad that walked with a limp. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people make fun of me. And I know y'all have experienced these kind of things too.
Amen.
And so you become timid. You become afraid. The scriptures that I read today says God is going to take the meek and He's going to give them the paths to walk through. Listen, as a person, you need to not be ashamed of who you are. You're a child of the King. You need to be able to share your faith with other people. I know, I hear you. I don't talk good in public. I don't know a lot about Scripture. You can tell people what God has done for you.
Amen.
You can share that God loves you. We all need to be, and I know some of you are uncomfortable praying in public. We need to get over that.
Amen.
We need to be able to, praying is just speaking to God. And so many times we're afraid we're not going to say the right words. You just say what's in your heart.
Amen.
You just pray with all your heart. And you just speak to God. And you tell God, first off, you honor Him and tell Him that He is your Lord and Savior. And you ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And then you bring your petitions to Him and ask Him to honor your prayers. And then always say, I want your will to be done in my life. I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid to speak out for Christ. Don't let the world, don't let people tell you that you, whether you've been made fun of all your life or whatever, maybe some of you have never been made fun of. Maybe you've been that person that's made fun of other people. God can forgive you for that too. God can forgive us for whatever. But I want us to get out of this fear of almost being ashamed of who we are. Because I know you're not. I know you're not ashamed of who you are. But I want you to be able to share that with other people. I want you to be able to speak about God in a loving and caring way that you can just tell people what God has done for you, and then you live up, you know, be careful. Because when you start sharing your faith with people, they're going to watch how you live.
Amen.
They're going to see if you're just talking or if you're following up. If you're just talking off the top of your head, just trying to say what sounds right, or that's what you truly believe. I want it to be what you truly believe.
Amen.
And stand in that. Don't fear. God is saying to you tonight, fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. You think God is going to send you out someplace? Moses didn't want to do anything. He said he stuttered, I can't do this. But God said, don't worry, I'll do it for you. And I'll use you, you just trust me. We need to trust God to let Him use us. Let's fear not, amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we talk about the fear of God. Father, it's so important that we understand your power and your authority, and that you own everything. You created everything. Father, the world throws so many things at us that tries to scare us and keep us from becoming the person you created us to be. Father, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you today as a person who's going to speak up for you from now on, Father. When somebody asks me how I'm doing, I'm saying, I've been blessed. How about you? Let me share with you what God has done for me. It's a step that we have to take, Father, because we need to share you. Because there are people out there that I will never talk to, I'll never see, but other people in here will. And they will be there, and they can be your words, your voice, Father. I pray that we will overcome our fears. That we will understand that we're going to live by faith and not by fear.
Amen.
And that the things that happen to us, Father, it's just a temporary thing. Just a temporary thing. But the things you do for us, God, are eternal. They're never ending. The things that we can accomplish through you will last forever. The things we do for ourselves will just perish. Father, I pray today, if there's somebody here today, they have lived their life timid and weak and fearful and afraid. Father, sometimes they're afraid that you don't even love them. Father, show them today that you don't send your son to die on the cross and not really love and care about people. Father, that's your price that you paid because you do love him so much. The question, Father, is do we love you? Father, let that question be answered today.